What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. A reminder, check out the latest lines on world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Well, speaking of Bet Rivers, it's a great place to go and check out the lines on the PGA Championship as well as, you know, the conference finals. Really interesting. My son is 13, obviously plays hoop, but it's interesting. We were watching the Mavericks close out the Suns in epic fashion on Sunday night. And I don't know if you did this exercise in your head, and he goes, so the winners are in the semifinals. And I was like, no, they're in the conference finals. He's like, what do you mean conference finals? I'm like, well, there's the East and the West, and then the winner of that plays in the NBA finals. He's like, so the semifinals. He's like, you're right. You know what? You're right. I fell for it. You're right. Anyway, you want the semifinals, the conference finals, whatever. Tonight, game one, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA semifinals. We'll get underway, and you can bet on that. But, look, it's pretty obvious there's a curious absence in golf. There'll be no Phil Mickelson, and Mickelson is the defending champion, of the PGA. I mean, it's not even, it's a bizarre thing where, if you remember, he became the face of this Dubai Golf League thing. And ever since then, Phil Mickelson has kind of been persona non grata. There is the question whether or not he's taking time away or he's suspended. There are lots of questions about it, but the most interesting part is the fact that here he is defending champion at a signature event, one that, oh yeah, by the way, is the championship for the PGA of America, who of course runs the tour, and he's not there. There's a little bit of Kaepernick to it. I'll get to that as to why in a second. Here's Tiger Woods speaking today about Phil's absence.
It's always disappointing when the defending champion's not here. Phil has said some things that I think a lot of us who are committed to the tour and committed to the legacy of the tour have pushed back against. And he's taken some personal time. And we all understand that. But I think that some of his views on how the tour could be run and should be run, been a lot of disagreement there. But as we all know, as a professional, we miss him being out here. I mean, he's a big draw for the game of golf. He's just taking his time, and you know, we all wish him the best when he comes back. Obviously, we're going to have difference of opinions that how he sees the tour, and we'll go from there.
Isn't an amazing life? I mean, if you track over the last 15 years, Phil Mickelson has been far more liked than Tiger Woods. Again, over the last 15 years. But over the last 2 or 3 years, right, between Tiger Woods, or maybe last 5 years, between Tiger Woods' comeback, his back surgeries, the latest car crash, and, of course, the Masters win, I would say that while Tiger was always more popular and was more admired in terms of as a golfer, Phil was more liked. Well, that's changed. Isn't it interesting? Phil Mickelson, of course, if you remember the story that's from a book that's out there, reportedly lost $40 million in gambling over a 4-year period between 2010 and 2014. Phil Mickelson's the guy who opened up the discussion about potentially doing this Dubai League, right? And the idea was you're taking from the PGA Tour's perspective, you're taking blood money, right? You're taking money from places that don't equate personal rights equally, whether it's women or people of different races or people of different religions. And so there's been all kinds of pushback over it. And the guy who's curiously absent is Phil Mickelson, who became kind of the face of this thing. He wasn't the only guy. He was the guy bold enough to say it and to think about doing it, but he's also the guy that, why would Phil Mickelson need a bunch of money? Now we know. Byron, let me ask you, do you think there's any way he's actually kind of the secret suspension, a la people thinking that Jordan was secretly suspended when he did baseball?
Well, there's a lot to that, because this isn't a PGA Tour event. This is run by the PGA of America, so if there's a PGA Tour suspension, the PGA of America could say, okay, we honor the suspension of what the PGA Tour has, therefore the player could not play, U.S. Open could do the same thing, but technically he is eligible to play. I don't think that Phil is the reason I think Phil is not there this week is because there's still a lot to say, and I don't know if he is ready to say it. There's some speculation that he actually may play in that first LIV Tour event next month, which would completely then erase any chance that he would ever have to come back on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour. But I just don't think that he's ready to speak yet. That is my guess on how, because just with the PGA Championship listing him as a competitor, listing him, you know, he registered for the event and then withdrew it. I don't think that they, you know, said we're going to follow what the PGA Tour said and you're not going to play. I don't think that's the case. I think Phil made the decision that he's not ready to publicly talk about it, especially with Alan Shipnuck's book coming out today. It would be the only topic of conversation, and I don't think that he wanted to deal with that.
Why wouldn't you get out ahead of it? And how much time, I guess, and how much time would you
because
need?
Because I think it's already past him to get ahead of it. Like, the damage has already been done. of his role. And his role was significant. It wasn't only just of, hey, this Saudi tour is, yeah, they're crazy, but it's a lot of money. But he also had conversations with them. And this tour is set up to be a direct competitor of the PGA Tour. This isn't just a, I'll play the PGA Tour this week and go play here and that. It's, no, it's, and that's how the PGA Tour views it. So for him to get ahead of it, I think it's already just passed him and the cat's out of the bag. And now with this book being released to the public, we had heard some things, you know, prior about the gambling debts and whatnot. I think there's going to be more coming out. And then there's another book of Billy Walters, the guy that, the gambler that Phil was tied to in that insider trading deal. He's going to have his own book out, coming out about Phil's, you know, with stories about Phil. So there's a lot there for, you know, for Phil to handle. And I think he'd be a complete distraction. I mean, he wouldn't be focused at all. It would be all about, you know, what's going on. I just don't think he was ready to talk about it.
It's a really interesting thing, right? I mean, it's as we get back to sports with full courses or full stadiums or full stands. And I mean, if you would have asked me or anybody else, are we likely to see Tiger Woods a year ago play in a PGA championship?
Sure.
I would have said no chance. Are you likely to see? And then, you know, Phil wins the damn thing. And now we don't see Phil. Like, this is the craziest thing ever. I mean, and you can appreciate this because you know the golf world way better than I do, way better. But, I mean, again, for years, Phil wasn't necessarily beloved on tour, but beloved by fans because fans saw him as some sort of, he's the regular, he gambles on stuff, he goes for it. Phil hits a driver off the deck at Wingfoot, you know, and you're like, ah, it's Phil, you know? Whereas Tiger was seen as phony and stiff and cheap and corporate and some sort of creation. And now everyone just were crazy about his actual golf talent. But Tiger, the guy, wasn't beloved, wasn't even necessarily liked. Respected, not liked. Now, when Tiger shows up at a golf course, it's like the second coming. You know, and even in that, I also thought in that cut, he showed a lot of the Tiger of, and there was a lot of really good balance to it. I mean, what Tiger said about it, when he comes back, he'd be welcome back, would still have a difference of opinion. Like, honestly, that's kind of how we should look at like politics and stuff, which is, you know, hey, man, look, you're allowed to think what you think. I'm allowed to think it's crazy, but we're both allowed to have our discussions on the topic and then we go out and do our jobs. But still, it did feel like the Tiger of old, the stiffer Tiger, the not as jovial Tiger, but Tiger playing, Tiger beloved, Tiger almost like a fatherly sort of figure, right? And Phil persona non grata. All time is crazy. And then considering where we were like a year and a half ago or a year ago is even more nuts. This story's crazy. But I do think, like, look, if Phil's going to take the money, if he is going to play in the event, he should be there. He should be at the PGA Championship. This is where the Kaepernick comparison comes. Like, don't tell me you're doing something that you think is important and you have reasons to do it. And then all of a sudden, when people think those reasons are bogus, you simply back away and you do it anyway. Or even if you don't do it, look, he's smart enough to, on his feet. He has asked a question to answer the questions. So I do understand what you're saying. Like, it would be really hard with all these questions circling and how disliked his comments were, not just by the PGA America, but so many other guys that have, you know, done backflips to just get their PGA card. But not owning it that's the Kaepernick thing. Like, look, Kaepernick had his stance, but then we didn't hear from him. We still have never really heard from him in a kind of traditional, you know, 60 minutes interview. Never happened. And so you allow other people to speculate on what you meant, what your plans are, where you are with it, and how it's affected you. And I think that's a miss from Phil.
And I think if this doesn't happen, this is another coronation for Phil this week. If he doesn't say what he had to say, if none of this comes out, and it's just a normal PGA Championship where he's the defending champion, this week is probably still all about him in a good way. And quite honestly, for a guy who turns 52 next month, it would kind of also be, you would think, maybe the last hurrah. Maybe this is the last swan song where we're still about Phil. Because, you know, guys, I know he won it last year at 50, but guys aren't winning majors at 52 and 53 years old and contending. And just, I mean, he was the first 50-year-old to do it. So, yeah, of what could have been with this week and what it's turned out, which is interesting you say politics as well. Just quickly, Southern Hills wasn't supposed to have this PGA. This was actually supposed to be at one of Trump's courses, but following the insurrection, the PGA of America ended up changing it, and then Southern Hills ended up hosting it.
Yeah, and I would dollars to donuts, I would guess that would be something that Phil would disagree with, right? As he is, and not necessarily from the social politics, but more the fiscal politics. He's always been somebody, I moved from California because of the taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So, but again, like all of these things, I believe you're allowed to do. Like, you're allowed to support the president of the United States, right? But you have to, you know, say it with your chest. And otherwise, what I don't like is people doing things because of they don't like the politics of it, but not actually calling out where they stand on it. I don't. It's okay if you want to take a side. It's okay if you want to take a stand. It's okay if you don't want to show up. It's okay. I mean, I don't agree with playing for a different tour when one tour made you $80 million in prize money alone. But if you're going to do it and you're smart enough to articulate your thoughts on it, then articulate your thoughts on it. I don't know. Makes for just a weird thing. Where is Phil? He's not here this week. Is he hurt? Nope. Healthy scratch. Just taking some time to himself.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Andrew Brandt's going to join us in a couple moments. Of course, he used to work for the Packers and the Eagles and covers the business of sports. So LeBron James was bored last night. And while I was watching Ozark, he was taking to Twitter and trying to stir up interest in his Twitter feed. So LeBron said, hey, any questions, you know, like basically I'm bored. I don't like my family. Fire away. Here's one. He said Luka's his favorite player.
Okay.
There's some black Air Forces that are his favorite shoes to wear. Tom Brady with some weird you and me five rounds ice hockey shootout. Who wins? Ha, 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 ha. LeBron James, me, but barely, maybe swinging from my knees, though. It's just a weird thing for LeBron to... I love social media during these games. You know, during a game, you get anybody from LeBron James to Dwayne Wade to whomever commenting on something they're seeing. And sometimes they're, well, not insightful. They're Magic Johnson-level tweets. Sometimes they're incredibly insightful. But the need for attention on a Monday night when nothing's going on is kind of sad, right? Kind of sad, you know? I mean, I understand if you're one of the questions where he answered for you and it makes you feel great, but that just deal is weird. I don't know. What do you think, Jay Stu, with LeBron saying, hey, if you'd, I got nothing going on. Send me a question if you want to answer it.
I've got a lot of thoughts on this, but my bottom line take on LeBron is that he's maybe like one of the top 10 most famous people in the world. He attention is going to get to him organically every day. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to seek attention.
Agreed.
So he's the most like attention thirsty famous person on earth. I don't get his deal. Monday night, no games. I can insert myself into the NBA conversation. Check this out. It's just annoying.
Yes, Ramos.
Isn't that what Twitter is for, though? I mean, it's for you to be able to express opinions whenever you feel like it. I don't know why. Is there a certain time frame he can speak and can't speak for us?
No one's saying he can't.
Okay.
No one's saying he can't.
It sounds that way. Like, it sounds like you're saying... Why is he talking right now? Why is he incorporating himself? It's like, well, I mean, maybe they said that about us, too. Maybe it's not me personally. They probably could care less what I say. But maybe they might say, what's Doug talking about? Why don't you just keep quiet about this? And, like, you have every right to say whatever you want to at any time you want to.
I'll tell you what I feel about this. This is a little bit like dudes who get, you know, some long poem or scripture and a tattoo on their body, you know, or some, and they say, like, you know, I wanted to say something with my tattoo. Like, well, can't you do it with your words? You know, like, you're allowed to say things. But John, I would normally agree with you, and I do think that Twitter is in kind of an open, free space, and there's part of me that looks at this and says, like, oh, he's trying to relate to the common man. And I'm sure if he answered your question, you'd feel great about it. Like, wow, LeBron James took time to answer my question of the thousands of others that were asked of him. But he has enough platforms to say whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. It feels maybe not like punching down, but it does feel a little bit below him on a Monday night to be like, you know, I could be hanging with my family or kids or friends or even by myself, but instead I'm on social media. Byer, what's your take on it?
I think that he knew, because I just looked at the tweet, that somebody would ask him a question that he wanted to answer.
Uh-huh.
That of the 30,000 responses and then the 19,000 on another tweet after that, that he wanted to say something, but he wanted somebody to set him up for it. But I would also say this. I agree with John, because the thing that I hate the most are unimportant people saying that they're doing a Q&A. Like, people are just like, they have no business, but being like, hey, guess what? You know, I'm on a, you know, I'm on a flight. I've got, you know, 1,000 followers.
That's the best.
Feel free to ask me.
I'm on a plane.
Doug, I'm not including you in this. I'm not trying to, you know, you have 200,000 followers. There are enough people to ask you questions where it is worthy of you to do something like that. I get annoyed when people think that they're so important that other people would want to know answers from them. That's what annoys me.
I think the what annoys me is where when we put the answers of people that don't matter into a context where they do matter, you know? That's my least favorite use of Twitter or social media is when we post tweets or talk about tweets from just random everyday Joes and make it out like this is an important thought or important feeling. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. That may sound arrogant. That's the reality to it. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Andrew Brandt joins us. Of course, he covers the business of sports, has his own podcast on it, does a weekly column on the business of football for SI.com and TheMMQB.com. Let me start with the story of yesterday, which was Jerry Jones saying he'd get $10 billion for the Cowboys, but he ain't selling. I think he's right. What do you think?
Well, which part? That he ain't selling or get $10 billion?
That he can get $10
billion. It's whatever someone is willing to pay. It's seen as the most valuable NFL franchise, the most valuable sports league. I guess there's some hyperbole that's typical of Jerry, with a lot of gusto and a lot of bravado. But at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, Chelsea got 5-2. And the Broncos are going to get over 4. Some people think up to 5. So you start going down that path, you probably can get there. But again, not a lot of people in the world that can capitalize that. But bring a group together, perhaps that could happen.
Yeah, I would guess that would count the stadium as well. You'd throw in the stadium as well, which I believe, you know, at the time cost over $1 billion to build. And my guess would be it'd be worth a couple. What about the Broncos purchase? How much say so will the league have and who gets it?
Well, like any purchase, there's a lot of vetting going on. And the number one thing they look for in the vetting is, of course, the bottom line. Not that they're going to take criminals or thugs or whatever if they're not, if they're capitalized well. But I go back to the most recent sale, Doug, the Carolina Panthers. I've been told by a couple of reliable sources they actually had bigger offers. In other words, it went for 225. They actually had offers up to 25, I was told, but they weren't, I keep using the word, capitalized well. In other words, they were highly leveraged offers, and they looked into the people, nothing wrong with them, but they couldn't write the check. David Tepper, who is, people might find this hard to believe, he's the wealthiest owner in the NFL. He could write a check. He could write a check for 225, and he got the team. Now we hear one of the bidders for the Denver Broncos is a member of the Walton family. Now, Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams, is a member of that family too, but he married in. Now we're talking about really the Walton family, the Walmart family, and net worth that would make him the highest net worth in the NFL if he gets the team. I don't remember his first name, but he's in the bidding, as are many others, including Josh Harris, who owns the Sixers. This is going to be a huge, huge number. The vetting has gone on for a while, I'm told. So they've known about these ownership groups for 6 to 9 months. So then it's going to get down to the number.
Andrew Brandt joining us. Andrew, there's a story out of Green Bay that Devontae Adams was actually offered more money than what he signed with the Raiders for the first 2 years of his deal, that he just wanted out. You've been in Green Bay. What are the challenges to getting guys to sign with the Packers?
Well, the challenges are usually much more difficult when they get to their leverage point in free agency. I always tried to go to guys early in their contract, stream. At that point, you could go to guys 2 years out of their into their rookie deal. Now you have to wait 3 years. And you try to get them to sign up where they bought in. You make a bet. You pay more. that's the Packers' way, right? What they just did to Jair Alexander is draft, develop, identify core players, sign them to top-of-market extensions. It didn't go that way with Devontae. I always said, I think I said on your show, that there's something backstory there that we don't know. We all focused on a relationship issue with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But this one I sensed for a while, not because I have inside information, but the Packers re-upped Kenny Clark. The Packers re-upped David Bakhtiari. You would have thought that Adams would have been on that list. You would have thought he would have been on the top of the list. The Packers are extremely proactive, as I just talked about. That was my MO for 10 years. Something didn't happen here. Now, it's probably too easy to say, well, he just wanted to be with his college quarterback, Carr, but I don't know what went on. I never got the sense from either side that they were working on this. And my question to your info about the number and the contract offer is when? Because when did they offer that? Because my sense is they offered it only after the Raiders came calling as more of a reactive offer. And if I'm Devontae Adams, I'm like, screw them. I've been waiting for 2 years for an offer like that. So that would be my question.
Andrew Brandt joining us. The Business of Sports is what his podcast is about. He also does a weekly column for the Business of Football at SI.com. And, of course, the MMQB.com. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so help me out on the Baker Mayfield situation. My read on it is the Browns are going to just hold until hoping somebody gets hurt in camp. So maybe somebody else will take Baker. And otherwise, you know, no one wants to make that move because no one wants to absorb that sort of contract.
I mean, you're more skilled and knowledgeable on some of these basketball trades than I am. This has to be a basketball trade, right? This has to be a trade. Take this albatross of a contract and we'll give you something else, right? This happens in the NBA all the time. You take on the money. This is the Oklahoma City model, right? Oklahoma Thunder, where I'll take the contract, but you got to give me something else. I just can't see them moving Baker Mayfield without giving that receiving team something pretty darn good to take on $18 million.
Yeah.
Maybe even a second round pick. So that's what I'm looking at there, unless the Browns seem flush with cash. We'll talk about Watson. They pay off some of it, right? So they trade them. But before they trade them, they pay them $8 million of that $18 million, or whatever the number is. I don't see a scenario where they're getting rid of Baker without even paying off the contract or adding something in the deal.
Right, right. Nobody wants to take on that. Nobody wants to take on that big contract, and they're trying to get it off their books in some way. So they just, I mean, look, they don't want to pay 18 or 19, whatever it actually is in terms of the final number, but right. Anything less than that without taking on some other bad contract, some other sort of bad deal. Do people in the league care about the schedule the way that fans care about the schedule?
Good question. I think there are a lot of things that you could put in that sentence, Doug, that fans get more crazy about. The cap room is one of them than team people do, because team people know it, they can work it out. I'll just give my experience in Green Bay. Obviously, we're in a market that was extremely weather dependent. We looked at how many Lambeau Field games we were going to get in December and perhaps January. That was important to us. We felt that was a huge advantage. When you look at Monday night's always a big thing to look at, because short weeks are a concern. So what was the strength of schedule for teams after Monday night games? We looked at that a lot. We also looked at opponent schedules, because we're all playing the same teams. I mean, divisional opponents. So we wanted to know, are we playing this team before they play them? Are we playing them after they play them? Where's the strength of schedule there? Those are the kind of things I think teams look at more granularly than, hey, they're playing this team that's going to be a big draw on TV. It's a different way of looking at it.
Andrew Brandt. Andrew, great stuff as always, my man. And, of course, remember to download his Business of Sports podcast, read his work in Sports Illustrated or the MMQB. Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
All right, so that's that story, by the way, we talked about. Ian Rapoport revealed to Pat McAfee that the Packers offered him a new contract to stay with the franchise, but it wasn't enough for Davante Adams. The money quote from Ian Rapoport, they offered him a bigger deal over the first 2 years than the Raiders ended up offering. So it was before the Raiders, and he just didn't want to be there. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. I'm going to rank the NBA teams that are left in order of goodness. Next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Game Time is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines in the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the most trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
A little yacht rock for you.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time
on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, Dan Byer, what's the game today?
Doug, the game today is
Byer Rank 'em.
By the way, Byer takes on Oakdale today at 4 o'clock local time. I was mistakenly tagged in a Byer High School against Oakdale High School tweet. Softball today, Division III, CIF, Sac Joaquin Sectional Softball Playoffs. Byer takes on Oakdale. I'm all Byer today. Go Byer Patriots Byer against Oakdale. The game today, Doug, is
Rank 'em.
Rank 'em. Rank the four teams, Doug, remaining in the NBA playoffs.
Okay. From worst to first, right? Best to worst.
However you want to do it.
Shoot. I'll put the Mavericks at four. Mavericks at four. I'll put the Heat at three. I'll put the Celtics at 2, and I'll put the Warriors at 1. Now, there's some loaded stuff in there, and there is one thing that keeps me from the Warriors being one, that is because it'd be a bit of a contradiction, but not knowing the status of Gary Payton and assuming he doesn't play early in the series. They're not whole, but they have three guys who have won championships, and Kevon Looney has been in an NBA Finals. I don't believe he's been on a championship team. So their experience and the health of their stars, I think, puts them over the top. Okay? The Mavericks, I'm not going to sit here and crush everybody around Luka, but I don't think anybody thinks that that's an incredibly strong roster. They've just played really well together lately, and Luka's been amazing. So that's the 1-4. In the middle, look, the Heat, they have been to an NBA Finals before. Kyle Lowry's not healthy, plus he feels like a shell of himself even when he is healthy. I feel like in order to get more scoring on the court, it hurts their defense with Tyler Hero and Max Strus. Whereas the Celtics, their best lineups, offensively and defensively, have their best offensive players on the floor. And though they don't have finals experience, they have conference finals experience. And getting Robert Williams back fully healthy for the conference finals, I think, puts them at the number 2 spot. So, in order, Warriors, Celtics, Heat, Mavericks. What do you think?
I like your bottom two. I would put the Celtics at 1, Warriors at 2.
Okay.
Doug, rank your top 3 likeliest NBA Finals MVP.
Steph Curry, who's the favorite, I believe, right?
Yep.
And Luka Doncic.
So Curry 1.
Luka 2. Yeah.
Do you have a third?
I mean, Jason Tatum would be 3.
Okay, all right. Bet Rivers has Curry at plus 180, Tatum at plus 250, Jimmy Butler at plus 500, Luka at plus 600.
And I think that's just because they don't think the Mavericks will
correct
get there, right?
Yes. Doug, tonight the NBA draft lottery takes place. Rank the 3 players you think should go first in the NBA draft.
Okay, 3 would be... Whew. Oh, that's good. That's a good question. I just the Chet thing is really hard for me to wrap my head around. You know, just very, very difficult for me to wrap my head around Chet Holmgren because just the body type. So then, do I do Jaden Ivey? Or do I do... Man, this is a hard one. Okay. Well, so, number 1 and number 2 are pretty easy for me. Okay? Jabari Smith, 1. And Paolo Banchero, 2. Number 3... Man, I really like Keegan Murray. I'm going to say Jaden Ivey, though. He just has a different gear than so many others. There's some holes to there, but I'll do... So 3 would be Jaden Ivey, 2 will be Paolo Banchero, and 1 would be Jabari Smith.
All right, Doug. Rank, who do you want to see win the PGA Championship this week?
Who do I want to see win the PGA Championship?
You got Jordan Spieth going for the career Grand Slam. Tiger's obviously playing.
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Scheffler could go back-to-back.
You know I'm a huge Scottie Scheffler guy. I'm kidding.
Fowler could break through your Oklahoma State.
Plus you got Max Homa, who just won this past weekend.
Yeah.
I'll go Max Homa 3, Ricky 2, and Eldrick Tiger Woods 1.
All right. Finally, Doug, rank your 3 favorite drinks to have while on the golf course.
Oh, well, 3, there's really only 2, but... Oh, wow. Okay. 3, cold beer, especially. I'm like a Mexican beer variety guy, right? 2 is an Arnold Palmer, and 1 is a club special. Now, I don't actually know if all club specials are the same, but they're usually light, and have some sort of vodka, some sort of lime. They're not quite mules. They're not quite vodka tonics. I don't know exactly what's in them, but that's number one.
A tall Michelob Ultra would cost you $18 at the PGA Championship.
That's crazy.
Yes.
$18.
In a can, yes.
$18.
Yes.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Michelob Ultra expensive, huh? Huh? See what I did there? See what I did there?
Hey-o! Yes,
the hey-o. Tip your waitstaff. Pat Beverly back at it again. This time he's answering to Matt Barnes' critique of Pat Beverly's critique of Chris Paul. Wait, what? Yeah. NBA players, former NBA players going at it on TV. We react next to the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.